You will be at the Edmonton Home and Garden Show coming the 21st to the 24th. So first of all, Tansay, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. That'll be next week that I'll be at the Edmonton Home Show.
You are the National Pickleball Champion of 2022 and Canada's official ambassador for pickleball. So tell those that don't know, tell us about the sport.
Pickleball was invented in 1965. So it started with two men who were at their house and they had an old badminton court, and they couldn't find the equipment to play badminton, and so they improvised with some paddles and a plastic ball. Yeah, they just created the game from there. And the name pickleball, it comes actually from their dog, because every time they lose the ball, they'll call the dog to go get it. It'll just be pickleball. Pickleball. So.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that's how it got the name.
Yeah, absolutely. It has nothing to do with pickles, but rather something to do with the dog instead.
When did you get into it?
So I started playing about 7 years ago. I transitioned from squash. I played professional squash, and then it was getting a little bit too hard on the body, so I was looking for another sport to play, and that's when pickleball came in the picture. 2022 actually became the Canadian national champion, and yeah, it's been great ever since.
Talk about having things named after them. You've got a pickleball shot named after you called the Jorge. Now, how did that come to be?
I do, yeah, absolutely. So that's through Pickleball Canada, who made that shot official. I basically invented a shot, and in order for them to consider it, you actually have to perform it during a tournament. So I did that, and they voted in, and they decided to make that shot official, and they called it the Jorge, which is the shot that you do just behind the back. It's a little tricky, but it's fun to watch.
Did you do it accidentally? And then you were like, oh, this is awesome. Or had you planned it all out?
It was all planned out. It's actually a shot that you sometimes do in a squash. So I took that from squash and I actually implemented it in pickleball.
You'll be at the Edmonton Home and Garden Show, like we mentioned. So what are you going to be doing there?
Yeah, I'll be introducing the game to everybody who comes in. So if people want more info on the game, I'll be there to walk them through. I'm also doing some exhibitions with the Chorco team as well. And I'll be running some learn to play sessions also for those who want to take the sport to the next level or want to maybe start and see if that's for them. But it's guaranteed fun, so I'm sure everybody will like it.
So we might get to see Jorge do the Jorge.
Absolutely, yeah. I could pull a Jorge next week.
All right, we'll get your tickets for the show from the link on our website. Jorge, where can we find out more about you? Do you have a website?
I do, yes. JQIPickleball.com. That's where I run all my sessions and my programs and the tournaments. So we have all the information there online. There's also links on that same webpage to actually have a courtside seating for the exhibitions that are going to happen next week as well. The exhibitions are free of charge. All you need is just a ticket to the show, and then you get to watch us play and be right beside us on court.
Well, we'll get that link up on our website too. Jorge, thank you so much for talking with me. One more thing. This is something that anybody can play, right? Like, it doesn't matter the age.
Doesn't matter the age. You know, we have kids playing all the way to seniors and adults. And yeah, they all have a great time. They all play for hours. And yeah, everybody gets hooked after they play for the first time. So.
All right, I'm going to limber myself up for this. Make sure you check out our website for all the details, ravenradio.ca. Once again, Jorge, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Shannon. And yeah, you guys have a great day.